Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show Manic Monday, and Michelle's in the chat room, and she hasn't called in yet, but I'm going to kick it off with some music. That's right, and this is going out to all of us in the United States that are freezing our ass off.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, what's your
heart? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
Say, no,
mind if I move in
close. At least I'm gonna say that I
tried. What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really oh,
baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and
look out the window at the storm. Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden asks, mind his
gosh, your lips are
so
delicious.
Maybe just to figure it
never more such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
dressed.
Thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
you're
me?
You're about to be talked to.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
front. If you caught pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay
over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Hey, Michelle.
What's going down? I was so busy in the chat room, I almost forgot to call in.
I know. Hey, give me a second. Let's do this real quick.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. Just another manic Monday.
Okay, Michelle.
Yeah.
Before we even start talking, let's just wait to talk about Toys for Tots, okay?
Okay.
Let's do that towards the middle of the show.
All right.
And let's start out with the big subject on
what would be the big subject?
Mind.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is the Patriots game?
Okay, let me play a clip.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A clip for us. And if you guys can't hear, turn up your speakers a little louder because I did the best I could. But let's play this little clip. It's not the full thing, but it's a little bit.
Buddy, obviously, everyone's aware of what's going on, I'm sure. It's been some trying times for me, definitely. So I just want to take this opportunity to explain what happened. I'm stupid. I got contacted by a girl on the internet who wanted to Skype with me, and I was hesitant, which I should have been. I shouldn't have ever done it. And I went on, and next thing I know, she's taking clothes off, and you know, it's not a gone way further than I ever should have gone. And that was the first time.
See,
and the second
one time,
the girl contacted me and started talking to me, and then she sent me a picture and wanted a picture of me, and we Skyped, and then she decided that she was going to try to blackmail me and threaten me that if I didn't give her a video of me, that she was going to release all those pictures, which she did. So.
Okay, right there, the second time.
And then there was a third girl.
Anthony figured out he was going to blackmail me.
Pictures of
herself. Why do it a third time?
Hey, he's
so
apologizing for the first and second time, okay?
I've been emotionally unfaithful to Rachel, and three times that I regret very much. I've never been with anyone else. I've never had sex with any other girl, but I know at this point I don't think that matters because what I did was just as bad. So, the truth is that the girl that I was corresponding with on Skype, her name was Jen, and I thought on her profile, her Facebook page, said she lives in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania, something like that. The girl, Molly Shepard, I have no idea who that is. I don't know if that's the same girl. She's going under an alias, whatnot. But, yeah, we did obviously have, I don't know, cyber sex, you know. But I've never slept with her. I've never even met her. I don't know who she is. So that's not the girl I was Skyping with. So I'm confused about that. But really, I'm here just to publicly apologize to Rachel because
Okay. First of all,
she's an amazing girl.
Wait.
And I may have messed up the best thing that's ever happened.
Okay, first of all, no, Michelle.
Yes.
I am so sorry. I've been Skyping. I Skyped, I've Skyped with you, and I'm so sorry. I never showed you my penis.
Okay,
I'm
well,
so sorry.
Should be apologetic.
Next time we Skype, I will not show it again. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
forgive
just joking. So okay, good,
I think
good.
I forgive you for now, but I don't know if I'll forgive you the second time or third time though.
I've been kind of reading the chat room, and first of all, I know Jess is calling in. If you guys ain't gonna call in if this is not about Toys for Tots, if you guys hang up for a second, if it's about the Brendan,
I think Jess probably wants to talk about that.
Okay. So I want to know if you guys are wanting to call in about Brendan and Rachel, or if you guys, because I want to talk Brendan and Rachel first, and you know, and those guys, okay? Because I see Patrick's there, that's why. So I'm going to go to him probably first.
Okay.
But, okay, let me... I'm
sure Patrick definitely has something to say because this probably very much intrigues him.
Okay. Like I said, Jess and whoever's the other 603, if you're just talking about Toys for Tots, let me know. We're going to hold off to about 7:30. Or as we get done with this. Okay, so tell me your opinion first. Let's hear your opinion.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I heard about it when I was in New Hampshire, and I couldn't really get to my Skype, so I just had to learn a little bit about it. You could say I was like a psycho looking on Google to see his penis. And I was really shocked. I watched the YouTube video, and I thought that, you know, even if the girl did expose your body parts, like, I don't know if I would have done an apology like that. The only reason I'm thinking that he did that the way he did is because possibly Rachel was not accepting his phone calls, so maybe he thought that was the only way he could get his apology through. But airing it out there like that and then having pictures of your penis and knowing that it's not Photoshop because the pictures behind, it's like the same room, you can see the water bottle, you can see everything. It's definitely him. I don't know. I it's weird because I also heard that she took him back. So I don't really know. And then it just broke on TMZ today. So I'm like a little like on the wary side, like if it's real right now or if it's like kind of like a made up story. And I'm not saying it's made up on Brendan's end. I'm just saying I don't really know what to feel about the whole situation, because if she takes him back after something like that, that's crazy. I mean, the fact that I was exposed that much, and I don't know. What do you think?
I pretty much am. I first want to apologize to Panther. If Panther would have told me she had a go, I would have switched up the I didn't know Panther had a go. So I'm sorry. I mean, she was in the chat room. She could have instant messaged me. I didn't know, or I would have switched it up. So if she, yeah, but it was after we got starting. So do you want to move on to Toys for Tots and let her call in?
Yeah.
And everything, or I mean,
yeah. If she can't call in later, why not?
Let's okay, because I didn't know. I mean, she just said it when we started the subject, so I didn't know. So you can't blame me for that.
I we blame you.
No, I mean, JK,
calm down.
I'm okay. I just think it's kind of when she says she's pissed, and I didn't know until after we started a conversation. So, Panther, call in, and we'll do Toys for Tots because I did not know. Or I would have switched it up. Yeah. Yes, let's move on. And Patrick, see now, I mean, see, this is the same. Let's just go ahead, Panther, call in. When Panther gets in, we'll do it, and we'll table Brendan or Rachel talk, because she's been my friend.
Well, we can definitely put that off because it'll be talked about no matter what limit of the hour we talk about it.
I thought it was a good lead story, and we could have talked about it when more people was in. I do want to pick this caller up real quick though.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go ahead and pick up Panther and let her talk about it.
All right.
And just let's do that. Hey Panther, you should have told me. I didn't know. Did you hear me, Panther?
It's me.
There.
Hi,
it's Alita.
It's Alita.
Oh, it's Lita.
Hi, honey.
Where's Panther?
She's sitting right here. She's typing and I'm talking.
What's going on, girl?
Okay.
Nothing.
So I didn't know you had to leave, guys. I would have switched it up. She should have called me before the show.
Oh, shut up. Don't moonwalk out of this shit now. It's all right.
Whatever.
Are you moonwalking? Are you moonwalking right now, Ron?
Moonwalking out of this
shit. I just think, you know, I mean, I would have loved to have known. You know what I mean? So can't blame me, Panther.
I'll point the finger right at you.
Okay.
Oh boy!
So, Alita,
oh boy! Don't make her get crazy because she had a lot of incidences happen with people walking in her room.
Random Asian chicks. It was a little freaking. Good morning, Asian woman. How you doing?
and I am gonna pick up Jess because Jess is like telling me to pick her up and everything.
People are just yelling at you today, Ron. Ron, you can't do anything right today.
I mean, come on, get with the program.
Is, if you don't like it, no, I'm just joking.
Don't do it.
Don't say it, Ron. Don't say it.
You want me to play your clip, Lita?
Yes, can you do it?
Oh, my God.
Play it.
Are you really going to play it?
See, Listen,
we talked about it the other day. She doesn't believe that I ask you all the time to play it. So can you please play it again like I ask you all the time?
Yeah, she was blaming me. But
I know.
Michelle.
I told her, I said, I don't have control of the switchboard. I don't have control of anything that he plays. I don't even ask you, really. I tell you that I think it's so fucking hilarious, and I think it's so funny. Isn't that the exact thing that I told you, Alita?
Yeah, it is. It's true. It's fair. You took
no,
the
No, really,
blame.
Alita, you know what's so funny is because I cuss, and I come out just right back at you. You know, it's like,
I don't even remember
it.
It's been that long.
It's funny. It is funny.
Can you please play it with her on it?
I'm working on it.
So she can get the whole gist of it. Because I told her, I said, listen, I was there. So I only heard it from your end, and listening it from your end was hilarious. I said, but then when I hear it from what Ron plays, it brings it all together, and it's hilarious. So that's why I'm like, you have to hear it. That's why I asked for it.
All right, let's play this freaking thing. I'm on it. Come on. Let's go. I sound like fucking
okay,
Stallone
first of all,
on the radio. This
I'm
just
working
wonderful.
On it. It takes me a long
hey,
time.
Hey, come on. It talks long enough, Ron. You got to get on the ball here.
I'm trying to do three things at once over here. And I keep on telling Jess she's up and she's supposed to say hello.
Stop jerking off on Skype.
And
listen, stop jerking off on Skype and get Kalita's fucking clip.
Let's go. Play the freaking clip. Let's go.
God fucking damn it. Don't get Molly Shepard on me. Don't get Molly Shepard on me.
You know, last time I had the... find the clip too, and you know it, I put it underneath this weird name, and now I can't remember the weird name, and I'm sorry. So Jess, can you say hello for I can?
Holy shit!
Can still
hello.
Pretend like.
Are you there? Where is she?
I'm waiting for Jess to talk.
Jesus,
mooch.
Jesus.
CCNNC.
CCNNC,
that. Title of my new memoirs, Bite Me.
Jesus, Mooch.
All right, where's the freaking clip? I'm on it. Come on.
Come on, Ron. No pressure or anything, but jeez.
We got the Patriots and the Jets tonight. I'm on it.
Patriots, go Patriots.
Yeah, there you go.
I know it's Alita.
What do you mean you know it's Alita? Am I Lola fucking Falana now?
Yeah, see what I did. I always, when I did your clip, I put it underneath.
Under
a bitch. Certain name,
say it.
Okay?
It's okay.
No. I like you.
I know. Don't
that's
lie
why
to
that
me.
Night, that's why that night was so funny.
Oh, my God.
It was like a year ago.
Okay, here it is.
All right, let's hear
here
it.
Here it is. Here it is.
All right.
But I'm glad we did this. This is cool.
Hold on. Here she is.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I wanted to have an opportunity to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm Alita. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Rad.
What the
fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit? Oh, my God.
Bud?
All right, hang on. I don't know if it got somebody. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to?
I just said...
All right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you're Ron. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay. All right. No, I don't know. I've been drinking, lemonade juice. I've been drinking the juice.
Lemonade.
My head's a little hooked out, though.
That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny.
Oh, jeez.
How funny is that?
I sound like Stallone.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
See,
I was drinking that lemonade juice
it.
That night, too.
It's that lemonade juice. I'm drinking that
lemonade
juice.
And that's why in the end of the year, I'm doing an award show, and that is up for funniest clip of the year.
Are you shitting
me?
Oh, my God.
It's right up there with Cowboy jacking off with himself for a date.
I'm up against somebody jacking off. This is the category you put me in?
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
But it was funny, too.
I
probably called it.
Honey, a subcategory, maybe, that doesn't involve fucking jacking off? What do you think?
But that was a funny day. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
that
good
was
times.
One of the funniest. No, the cowboy one. The cowboy was hilarious. Cowboy
Clearly,
called in and wanted
like jacking off
a,
is. Yeah.
No, he was going to have a date with himself.
With himself.
And then, listen, Michelle, you were the one that says who's doing who.
Oh, my
you're
God. Can you
yourself.
Please play that clip? Play the clip. Play the clip.
Oh, my gosh. I will play this clip. Yeah, we're going to talk about Toys for Tots.
Yes, Toys for Tots. Let's roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll play Cowboys in a little bit. So what do you guys think? I mean, how did you guys – you guys talk. I wasn't there. I just watched on a screen.
Well, if Alita and I talk, it's going to go off balance, so I'm just going to shut up.
No, me and Jess behaved. We done. We were good. We were good. Costa, please testify.
Well,
we were good.
For one day.
You weren't there Sunday night, so you don't know.
Exactly. No, but she came Friday. She came Friday night, and she did all the games. She participated in all the games down at the Legion. Then she was there for the parade. Mama Costa was there. It was awesome. It was.
Yeah.
It was another good year. You know, we did better this year than last. That's always the goal. So all things considered, we were ahead of the game. So, you know, me, I know I'm biased. You know what I mean? Because this is our baby. But you know, Costa can testify. So can Jess. The people who come, they're good people. They're fantastic people, hardcore fans. You know, they're there for the kids. It's unbelievable because I can't believe
it's
people show up
for kids.
It's for the kids.
It's
you
for
know,
the kids.
Toast to the kids.
Toast
you
to the kids.
Yeah.
I think it was nice that this year you guys did it where you guys, you know, the people in the chat room was able to buy the raffle tickets. I think that was good.
Wasn't that great?
I know. I mean, but, you know, and our thing. So that was kind of nice. And I really have to give you guys kudos to Cowboy, especially Cowboy. Cowboy and Sarah.
Rock.
For keeping the,
definitely.
Really keeping the, us part of the show. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And,
oh, yeah.
And I do have to say, you know, yeah, and I want to say something else.
Go for it.
You know, it was dark sometimes, and I still didn't care. I mean, just to be able to, like Saturday night, I just sat back and listened to the band. The band was great. I don't know who
the band was.
The
band was fantastic.
You know,
oh, yeah, right? Captain Rick.
I fell asleep to
really
him.
Really good band.
I mean, I was able to fall asleep nicely to him.
nice.
Saturday night.
It was awesome.
But
I mean, everybody there, I'm telling you, give 110%. From Cowboy, Sarah, Costa, I mean, you name it. Everybody's there. They come with a good attitude. I'm the only one with the bad attitude. And
no. They're
just, oh, yeah. Well, in comparison to this merry bunch, absolutely. But, you know what I mean?
Hey, Mama Costa took over. It was Mama Costa.
Mama Costa. God love her. I freaking love that woman. She's awesome.
She's ridiculous.
Love her. You
look
at her.
I do want to state, Cowboy, hey, Cowboy. She, her partner was Ron Rad in Beer Pond that kicked you guys' ass. I heard
him
talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that.
Literally, Panther. I did good the first round. It was the second round I sucked.
Yeah. Yes and yes.
The game just came up with something else. Cowboy was, like, just going off with a minute to win it and trying to think of these games. Then they did the newlywed game. I'm telling you, I was crying.
Listen, we had so much fun with the games and with Cowboy's dancing. His dancing was fantastic. Yes, I beat Jess.
God.
The House Rodent was there live and in person, and we watched the House Rodent videos. It was ridiculous.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I saw that he was there, and
I was so excited.
I would love to have met him. And
I was a fan of the House Rodent. I was like, yeah.
He's incredible.
Yeah,
We were running on fumes, Ron. Running on fumes for 4 days. No joke. It was literally like, sleep if you can, and if you can't, too freaking bad.
Right.
Running on fumes, just go, go, go. But you'd think we'd be like a bunch of mizzed up, but we weren't. You know what I mean? Because people like Cowboy, Sarah Cross, they get you in a good mood. Because I was waking up bitchy as usual, and their enthusiasm is so damn contagious. So by the time you get there, you don't even realize you're working. So I think, you know, the people who are there make the biggest difference. Somebody like Cowboy, Costa, I mean, these are house guests that, you know, give a shit, plain and simple. Because they're there, they believe in the cause. They're not saying, oh, yeah, 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 out of one side of their mouth, and then they do another. We won't go into that right now. So when we see a house guest like that, we want them back every friggin' year because they're so loyal and they can't do enough. I'm serious.
You know, and I have to agree with you on these two. You know how much both these two is a big part of me anyways. So I know what you're talking about. Michelle, I mean, I think the world of her and Cowboy too.
Yeah, how can you not? People really work so hard, you know, and it's just, it's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. So when we get them year after year, you know, we're thankful. We don't take them for granted. We know what it means to the fans, and they work so hard. That's what I want people to know, the behind the scenes, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you know, they're sitting around like divas and just, you know, you do the work, I'll make an appearance, wave and smile. Nah. They're
and
running around
nice that,
like everybody else.
It was nice to have Kristen, and I bet Jess helped with that.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jess.
And it was nice to, I didn't hear it, but I heard that she called in, and Evil Dick called in. So it was nice that they both called in.
Ronnie Skyped in. The poor kid was sick, Skyping in and waving to the kids.
He didn't show his wee-wee on the Skype.
What the hell are you talking about, wee-wee? This
is
a family function, Ron. Follow the bouncing ball.
Oh, my God. I wish we could play that cartoon that was sent to me. That was hilarious.
Oh, I remember watching that at party.
Oh, my God. It's
anyway.
Do the Britney. Yeah.
He's
going
to do the whole parade.
So, Michelle,
God,
you got
God,
anything else you want to...
I just want to say, like, you know, it's my third year. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate in a lot, but I'm just glad that I got to come up a little bit because of certain circumstances, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We had a blast. The work that's put in behind it, it's just so much, it's so worth it, you know? Because, you know, every year it just gets better and better, and the friendships and the memories, and you can't put a price on that. And just that alone, knowing that it's you're there, like, you're working, but you're also, like, there's, like, part of your life that you can never, ever explain to people. It's amazing.
Amen.
I was just saying because Jess had said to me, you know, she texted me, so sad to leave friends. I said, yeah, I was super sad because, you know, we all don't get to see each other a lot. But every time we see each other, it's like we see each other every day. It's like the weirdest thing ever.
It's strange, right? Like you picked up where you left off.
Yeah. And that's like, it's not so common. Like, it is, but, like, it's like everybody in the room, and that is so rare. And everybody's having such a good time. And there's so much crazy stuff is going on. Like, a Cowboy's little dance he had when the band was playing, and he was like, that was hilarious. And everybody's just sitting there, and Cowboy was so into it, and it was, like, such a funny moment. And, like, it was just, I'm just so glad to be a part of all this. That's all.
You
it's
rock.
So special,
plain
you know?
And simple, you guys rock. You make it what it is.
And I
the
have
memories
to,
are off the chain. I mean, I remember Friday night sitting at the Legion, and I needed just to type for me so that I could get Evil Dick to call in. And, I couldn't type very well. I had a little bit of a drinky poo. But anyway, I had just typing for me. And I'm like, okay, please word it this way, word it that way, because we need Evil Dick to go. And that was, what, Friday night, Jess?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday. So I was like, tentative, okay, is he going to call? Is he going to call? Then when I texted him, he was like, oh, yeah, no problem, hon. I'll call, you know, whenever you want. We didn't agreed by 5 o'clock, 5:01, the man's calling, okay? So that's what I mean, like the house guests and their efforts. It's off the charts, you know, because so many times you get disappointed. Trust me, like I said, I won't get into it here. I'll do it on my own time. But so many times you get disappointed with the baloney that people are saying. Costa feels me. So when we see the people say they're going to do what they're going to do and they come through, we don't forget it. We don't forget it. We don't forget Jess getting Kristen. And I don't forget my own self. I'll toot my own horn. So, I mean, everybody has to put in the effort. You know what I mean? Panther quit. Panther sat around ordering cocktails, telling me to do the laundry. It was very upsetting. Very upsetting. But, All right. Well, we're gonna wrap it up here. I gotta go see my Pats. And listen, everybody who's listening out there.
Hey, forget about it. Go Pats.
Good girl.
We'll talk about that in a bit.
Everybody who's listening, listen to me.
Patriots.
Stop planning now for next year. Get the little tushies down to the toys.
This is
gonna
be our Super Bowl dream right here, baby. Put that
right
down
sister.
In your paper.
Tell them.
Put that down in your paper. Right here, this game is gonna determine who the best team of football is.
Amen,
and guess
mama.
What? Guess what? The Patriots will not be a. Not will be beat by a team twice in a row. Hell to the no.
No,
I love it.
No, guys, okay, I have to say this. I'm going to say this real quick. Okay?
Don't be upset because of your Peyton Manning, okay?
No, I'm okay with Peyton Manning.
No, you shouldn't be, but okay.
I got the Patriots. I got the Patriots to win tonight as well. So,
okay.
And I do want them to beat the Jets. And I do want them in the Super Bowl, okay?
All right, so far so good.
But next week they have to lose.
Why
no? Because they're going against the Bears and they're not losing, but they will be going against the Bears in the Super Bowl. So don't you worry about it.
I want us to win because we need the win. You guys don't need the win.
No, we want the win because that's how we roll, mofo.
So I'm just saying. The Bears are gonna
let's
win.
Let's roll over for the fucking Bears, okay, kid?
Because we need to stay in front of the Packers.
Not happening.
You guys, I'm gonna get going. I
yes.
love you, Costa.
I love you, Jada.
Even you, Ron. Even you, God, love your face. So.
Yeah,
you guys have
so,
a good night,
you know,
and go talk about Brandon Spishatalo, whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Go talk about his pee-pee. I'm good. All right, have a good night.
Have a good
night.
Bye, honey. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Whatever, Paul.
I'll be back in two.
She must have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, so you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a clip, and then Patrick, I still see you. If you now, when Michelle gets back, we'll do it. But I'm going to play a quick clip, and we'll be right back. I need to take a break, anyways. There it is.
Hey, House Rodan fans, HR, the Big Brother House Rodan here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle, my sweet angel, Michelle.
No, HR, Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying water. Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel. And you're gonna make people's dogs howl. Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
Okay, first of all, I gotta address Paul. That call, you can't lead in with a headshot into the quarterback. I'm sorry, anybody that does that should be penalized. He's talking about the
Robert Spinner?
No, on Jay Custer. On Jay Cutler. Cutler yesterday.
Oh, okay.
When
no, because I would tell you tomorrow.
Did you see the hit? Did you see the hit?
No.
He went for a first down, and he went in, and the defense the guy from the Lions came in head first. You cannot go into a tackle head first. Anybody that was telling me they can, you do not do that. And I watched the clip, so that's just my opinion. I mean, you can stick to your opinion, but you cannot do that. Even to go in there like that, he was trying to do it.
I'd have to see the play. You have to see the play probably to determine that, because you can go head first then, because there's a lot of different tackling. Like, you don't know where the other player is.
Yeah, but this guy, he came right at
him. Like,
he was headhunting.
I'd have to see it. Did he get fined?
Yeah.
Did he get fined?
I don't know if he's got fined yet, but I've heard both ways.
Did he get flagged?
You know,
Did he get flagged?
Yeah, he got flagged.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's why Paul's blaming the call. But there was still 4 minutes left, too, so we could have still won the game. You can't blame – we still won the game, and that's the bottom line. I mean, I love how these Lions, these anti-Bears fans, are blaming everything, you know. And I know he's – I know Paul's playing with me, just to let you guys know. You guys got to remember, you know, we – I sometimes socialize, or when, so, anyways, but next week,
don't see how you're telling Paul not to complain about things, don't be complaining about things, you know, in 2 weeks, when you guys are, like, you know, trying to figure out reasons why you lost, so,
okay,
I wouldn't get very into it right now, too much, with it, like, you know.
I think we should put some wager on this, what do you think? I don't know. I don't bet, though.
I wouldn't bet if I were you. I'm just saying.
So, but anyways, yeah, definitely. I can't wait to the game next week. Ain't you?
I'm excited. I can care less about next week's game. I'm excited about tonight's game. Thank you very much. Next week's game is whatever. This is the game. The game. Period. End of story. I could care less about anything else.
Okay, so now we're going to – I feel like we need to go back to this, even though – because Patrick, I know, wants to talk about it.
Oh,
so,
let's go back.
And he's sitting there.
Rewind.
Rewind. Yeah, and I also
like
want to ask
back,
Patrick.
Get it? Rewind.
I have another subject for Patrick, and another subject that we need to talk about before the night's over with.
Okay.
So let's pick up Patrick.
Is this your secret thing?
I want to talk about Survivor. Let's not talk about it now. Let's talk about Brendan. But I do want to talk about Survivor before the night's over with. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Probably.
Okay, Patrick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me? I'm on
Hi,
Skype.
Hi, Patrick.
Yeah. You're on Skype? Oh, no. You're not doing nothing.
Oh, no.
Or Brendan
Skype!
Would
I'm scared. You should be scared to be on Skype.
Okay,
what are you doing
Patrick,
right now?
I don't know if I should
yourself?
Stay over the air. No, okay.
I have
strong opinions on it because, like, I was Rental's, like, biggest fan ever. So, I have, like, two different opinions on it because, like, I love Rachel so much that it makes me, like, mad that Brendan, like, hurt her or whatever. And so it's like, wow, Brendan, you're, like, I'm mad at you at the same time, at one side. But then at one point, I see it as, like, and I was saying this in the chat room earlier, I really don't even see it as that bad, and I don't even think it's, like, cheating. So everyone has different views on it, so I guess Rachel is entitled to her opinion. But I don't understand why she got so mad over it and just, like, left everything. But then I was, like, looking on Joker's today, and they were saying that they're back together. Does anyone know if that's true or what?
I heard that. I did.
Okay, I'm really happy
that
they're back together.
I heard that she posted.
She posted
that she posted.
You can't believe everything that you read, and she's going to back Brendan the whole way. Is that true, Ron? Is that what you saw?
That's what I was told last night when we did our show.
It could be like a Spidey. You know how like they set up things? Like, why would you, like, you know, like, I don't know. It's kind of weird because, like, how can you be like, oh, I was wrong the first time and the second time and the third time, but you're, like, the best girl in the whole world, and I can't see myself. And, like, putting it on YouTube I thought was really strange. I don't know. I don't think I would go about that, like, that way.
That's funny. My girlfriend and I were saying the exact same thing. Do you think there's a possibility that it might be a publicity stunt?
Well, that's why I said Spidey. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying Spidey for anything else, but the fact that they set
up
things and the fact that she said, you can't believe everything you read. Like, no, I saw what I saw with my own eyes, and your tweets that you tweeted to this person, whoever it may be, I don't know. There's supposedly a lot of different aliases. I kind of have an idea who it could be. I don't think it's even like... I think every one of the persons is one. I really don't know. It's weird because then they're saying that this person did this to Jeff, and I never heard about that. I never heard about that.
I heard about it. Last year, during this time of the year, Jeff was accused. Jeff, I think we talked about it actually.
Really?
Jeff was accused of it. Yeah, Jeff was. Maybe it wasn't your show. Maybe it was another show.
No, I don't. I never heard that before. I was shocked.
Yeah, but he denied her.
But did she get pictures of him doing the same thing that?
No.
Okay.
She failed with Jeff.
Okay.
Supposedly.
And then is it true that she has pictures of Wayne too? Isn't it going down that Lane is also got pictures?
Yeah, I know.
Or is that just
Lane,
like another rumor?
That's a fake. That's another rumor too. And Lane, she don't have pictures of Lane. Lane doesn't even.
No, because I was like, there's no way. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but I do want to say this about this. I think the thing that gets me is that Strike. You do it once to somebody. He admitted that he did it once to somebody. And then he did it again to somebody. But if you love somebody, you don't do it a third time.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Patrick. It's not cheating, but it's still.
Wait.
You don't jack off. If you love somebody, you don't. And he said it himself. He was emotional. If emotions was you mentioned, and I'm just telling you how I saw what's in the chat room. When you look at porn, it's not an emotional thing. It's usually just a thing, and you whack your whacker. But when you get into a pattern in there of one, two, three, the third time you are passing the thing, and it's emotions. And for him to do that to Rachel with emotions and be feeling for these girls, that's when you're cheating, and that is cheating in my opinion. No, respond to it.
And watching porn is different. Like, when you're watching porn, you're not virtually showing yourself playing with your penis. Right?
Right. You're doing it one-on-one by yourself.
It wasn't like we don't see anything of the girl. We just see him. So that's not, you can't say, that's like him watching porn. No, it's not. Because if she goes any closer, would things have been different? We don't know.
Right. Right.
So, one time, two times, three times.
She had sex with the guy, but so Patrick,
I don't know,
Patrick.
What do you have to say about this, Patrick? Because I know you have a lot more to say. Like these analogies that you just gave, that's not Patrick. What's the real Patrick saying?
I still think that he is in love with her, and people make mistakes, and after taking a psychology of gender, men do stupid things when they're, horny. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love her. It just means he's stupid when it comes to his hormones. And I still don't think that by doing something online with someone, it makes you emotional. He could have just been, horny and been what do I want to do tonight?
Listen to
the
clip.
Do you think that the only reason why he stopped is because he got caught? Because he could have kept going with it.
He could have,
He only said sorry because he got caught.
Right, I agree. You know what?
However,
a girl was really into it, and her plan wasn't from the beginning to do this, but maybe it was. Maybe she really got into him, and it wasn't exposed. He could have continued on with this, and it could have ended up like that. So if he could get, that attached and doing that much through a video screen, just meeting this person and not knowing if it's, her name is this or that or the other. Why would it be different any other time? Why would it change? I'm not saying he would be like that in the near future, but right now, you can't think that he's not going to stray. Obviously, to do something like that on the internet, everything you do, you text, is unfortunate that you got to abide by it because it's obviously there for everybody to see.
Can I bring another person into this conversation? Are you guys okay with it?
I said
another person. I started to say three, but then can I bring her in?
Yes.
And can you guys just please play nice, caller, and Patrick, please try to play nice too.
Oh, well, the intro is enough to be sad. Bring her on.
Are you okay? Are you okay with her coming on?
Yes, I'm fine.
Guys.
He always is.
Okay.
Please,
okay.
Why do you have to ask?
Because they've had their problems.
Because it's great.
That's
it's great. They have the best, like, back and forth, and they both know that, and they both agree that they like to go back and forth, so just do it, right?
But I like to build it up. I like to build it up.
But the build-up, it didn't work because you exposed it.
Okay, sorry. Kansas, you're on the Rad Reality Show,
and this is our favorite.
It's you, Kansas.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey.
How are you, darling?
Been missing you.
Oh, goodness.
I find this whole thing so funny. I'm sorry. It's very amusing to me.
Do you think it's spidey? Do you think it's spidey?
I think it's so funny.
Do you think
it really is?
Kansas.
It's hysterical.
So you're thinking that it's a ploy?
No, I think that Brendan is just a jerk. Sorry.
Goodness gracious.
He needs to grow up.
I mean,
how old is the guy? He's 30 years old, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I mean, he needs to grow up like big time. He's very he acts like he's a teenager and he's not. I know, Patrick, you're still young. This guy's a jerk.
Wait, are you saying 30-year-olds can't Skype and jack off?
Oh, goodness, Rod.
You want to know the worst part about the whole thing? Because I was talking about this, you know, with Nikki the other day. You know, when you see the picture, you don't know that it's him.
Yes, you do, because there's a water bottle and two pairs of shoes in the background. And
I only saw the one thing that shocked the hell. I mean, I wasn't expecting even to see that, Michelle.
I'm shocked that Michelle even looked at the water bottle.
No, listen, because I wanted to make sure it's like legit. And there is a water bottle in the background, and there's two pairs of shoes, and you can tell that it's the same background that it is him. So,
well, you know, it was him because he makes that dumb tape. That's the thing that gets me the most. Was that stupid tape that he makes, crying like an idiot. In front of everybody. What kind of a jerk would do that? No, seriously.
I can't believe you did this privately.
You call up Rachel, you say, I effed up, babe, I'm sorry. You know, you don't do this publicly. What an idiot. I mean, to go out like that, cry, he looks like such a jerk. He looked like a jerk on the show, too. I'm sorry, Patrick. I know you like him so much.
Let's hear Patrick.
I was a Brendan fan. I was definitely a Brendan fan. And I'm just like...
You can't be now, girlfriend.
Well, the whole thing about him going on YouTube and apologizing like that, I just thought was just so out of line. And
horrible. Made it worse.
He broke the privacy law issues, like, right down the line, like... That should not have been aired. Okay, period.
No.
I want to hear Patrick's point on this. Let's hear Patrick's point on this.
Tweeting going on that you know, that I saw with Rachel that I went on the site because I was trying to look for Brendan's penis. I'll be honest with you. I was typing. I was looking for Brendan Big Brother penis pics. And I'll be honest with you, I was.
Okay, guys. Michelle's
going to
Skype with Brendan next.
But the thing is, that came up where it showed Rachel's tweets with that Molly Shepherd girl. So I saw it, and the actual tweets, you can see she says, yes, that's him. I know that's him. I know his cop
exactly.
Or whatever,
see, no, we wouldn't know, but she would. Exactly.
She would. She knows that. So I don't know. And then I heard that she's back with him, but
that's the worst.
Michelle. I don't know if that's like even like a real statement, like because
that's so stupid.
To me, that would seem so weird that you would like take him back after the show, trying to be like, oh, don't believe what you read, like, but he had that 7-minute apology. What do you mean don't believe what you read? That's his penis. He admitted to it 3 times that we didn't even know that was happening.
Exactly.
So what are you talking about? This whole thing seems so, why would you even want that to happen kind of thing? It's like so weird.
Okay, Patrick, speak. I want to hear, what do you think? Wait, I got a question for you first. What do you think about him showing the video? I want to hear your point of that. Did you feel like he should have kept his mouth shut, or what do you think?
Well, I can see it both ways. I can see why he did that. To prove to America and to prove to every single person that doubted him that, no, he really loves her, and to pull the tear card to show that he's emotionally attached and that his feelings are genuine and are real. And I think, and then also, Rachel said on an interview that after she saw that, it made her cry and miss the man who she thought she loved. So I really actually think for Brendan's case, it worked. It made it worse, but it might have made it worse publicity-wise, but between their individual relationship, which is all that Brendan cares about at this time, I think it actually helped because it showed Rachel that, wow, he's willing to let everyone know what he did and apologize for it, and he's not trying to cover it up because he knows he did something wrong, and he's moving on with it and letting everyone know that, no, I'm his woman, I'm the one he loves and wants to be with for the rest of his life. So I actually think that it wasn't as bad as you guys are making it out to be.
No, I'm
and
sorry.
Also,
no way.
That Rachel was saying, don't believe what you guys read. In her radio interview, she commented on that a little more, and she said that I don't think she ever was insinuating that Brendan never did the fiber thing, but she definitely was saying that, no, he never actually physically did anything with someone, like, sex-wise.
Michelle, you there?
It goes by his video for me, okay? Every situation is different. The video states with his own mouth, she is the most amazing person in this entire planet. I love her so much that I would never, I think she's the most beautiful person, and I would never do anything to hurt her. But yet, I did this for why would he do that, period?
Exactly.
Her soulmate. Like, you don't do that. Do you know what if you've ever been privileged to meet what you think is your soulmate, you would never even think or imagine about going to talk to another girl and take it to that level. You can Skype somebody, okay, and then you can jerk off. How long did they Skype to get to that point? Can't be that long. They haven't been off the show that long. So to get to that point where you're actually taking your penis out and jerking off and you're that much in love with somebody?
Please.
I would be so betrayed more than anything than the casual, like, oh, I was dating him. We were just dating for a little bit. They're serious. They're, like, talking about being in love. She was just tweeted the day before that, laying in bed with my future husband. This isn't a joke. This isn't like, oh, yeah, I was dating him, ha, ha, ha. We just did. Like, they were talking like they were getting married. To me, that should never even have gone to that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes by situation. So if they were dating casually and it was whatever, no big deal, whatever, that's not a big deal. But they're, like, talking about getting married. Would you want somebody that you know getting married to do that to somebody else? Like, just showing that? No.
Well, Michelle, what about the comments he supposedly made to that girl about Rachel?
I didn't hear anything about that. Like I said, all this...
She has a thing out there, too, how it all started. And whether people, you know,
Molly
believe it
Shepherd?
Or not.
Wait, is it Molly Shepherd that did
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. Have you read
it? What did it say?
No.
Well, he was telling her that they really were not that close, that they wanted to be on All Stars, that they really weren't a couple, they were just doing it for show. Because she liked him a lot, this Molly, whatever her name is, liked him a lot, and she didn't know if she wanted to get involved with him, whether this is true or not. But supposedly, he told her that his relationship with Rachel was all for show. They wanted to get on All Stars so that they were doing that. So they were putting on a show for everybody. They really weren't, that they were just friends. They really weren't.
Okay. This Molly Shepherd is grasping onto anything she possibly can to throw herself
Brendan
in the
room. Brendan might have said that to her, though. But the thing is, Brendan, you want to know the truth, though? Whether it's true or not, I believe Brendan could have said that to her.
She has penis pictures. She has penis pictures.
Yeah, but I think she got the penis picture.
I think Brendan is just a bunch of bullshit, period, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I do.
You know what? Let's do this. Cause
where did she get the penis picture from, Ron?
I don't know. I still think Molly, I think she might be one of the girls that he did it with, maybe. Himself. But she talks about other people. Like, let's bring up his name real quick. Like, and first of all, I want to say, first of all, before I bring his name up, happy birthday, James Ryan. It's his birthday,
happy birthday,
so happy
James
birthday.
Ryan?
She supposedly did it to James, too. I mean, this Molly one. I don't know about this. These two other girls that, you know, we're talking about. I don't know, but this Molly girl, I don't know where the big pictures with her. But yeah, I think the bottom line is Brendan fucked up and they shouldn't have aired it out in public. They should have kept it in closed doors, and when he did get caught and went out, it was over with.
But they're back together
now,
supposedly.
That would be so, and you know how stupid that is? I'm with you on that one too, Michelle. As a woman, that is the dumbest thing you can ever do. That's your warning sign. This guy has problems. You heard from his ex-fiance that he was telling Rachel the same crap he told her. The guy's messed up. I'm sorry. I saw it on the show. The guy is messed up. I know everybody wants to see this lovely little couple, whatever. He's screwed up. He really is. He even came out and said himself, I need help. Yeah, you do need help. He's very embarrassing. He embarrassed his family on TV.
And I thought it was weird that he said that. I haven't prayed in many years, but I prayed last night. I thought that was kind of weird, too, like,
He's messed up, Michelle. And I believe his ex-fiance.
Because I was so superficial, if you ask me. I just thought that it was just being a Catholic and, like, you know, I just thought that praying about something like that you did wrong was just really weird to say that.
A lot of things he says
so
are weird.
Don't you think, because there's, like, more serious things out there, and you're going to pray for that, like, really? For something you did that you could have controlled?
Right.
And you're going to pray for that? That, to me, was, like, I don't know, it was very distasteful to me. To expose that. Like, expose that and put Rachel out there like that. I feel bad for her.
I do, too.
Wow. I feel bad that.
And I'm not even a fan of hers, Patrick.
That.
I'm not even a big fan of Rachel's, but I do
like
feel
like Rachel
for her.
More now than I do Brendan, because I think that was very wrong what he did to her.
Oh, my God, yes. Absolutely.
Hey, okay, I do want to. We do have another caller, but I do. Let me do this real quick. I do want to ask you guys another question. So, what I want to do is, I'm going to go ahead and mute you two. I want you guys to come back. Now, Kansas, do you watch Survivor?
No.
Okay, then you might not be able to opinion. So I'll probably just go ahead and probably let you go.
Okay.
But I do want
to
talk to you, Patrick.
Hey, thank you for letting me talk, though. It's a good talk, y'all.
We love it.
No, no problem. I want to give you
the next
call.
I'm sorry, Patrick. I know you want to see the two of them so happy, but that is not a couple made in heaven. I'm sorry. If I was Rachel, I'd run for the hills. I think Michelle agrees with me.
I just think that, obviously, at this point, like, especially following Rachel's tweets, like, one particular tweet she had was, the guys are hot in Southern California. So I was like, you go, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I think that deep down, this might be, at this point, a publicity stunt, and maybe right now they're sticking together so they can get on All-Stars because of this little glitch that they have right now, the asterisk, as you could say. We can add it like it's football, seeing it's a football night. The asterisk we could put on the relationship, and that possibly could get them on the All-Stars. If there
I hope
one,
not. I'll be honest with you, Michelle. I don't
want
to see them again. I don't want to see them again.
Like I said, every couple
goes through rough times, though, and this, if they get through this, it's only going to make them stronger.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he'll do something stupid again.
Yeah,
the guy's got problems.
Once a jerk, always a jerk. But why would you want...
an ass like that?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, once somebody does that, don't you think that it's going to take a lot to get their trust back? Like,
yeah,
you know,
take a lot,
always
but
have
if
that
they
in the back of your mind, like, if they're doing something wrong, do you want to live like that? Do you want to be like, oh, what are they doing? And they don't even live near each other. They live, like, 3 hours away, they have to travel. So it's like, you don't know what that person is doing 24/7. You're going to always have that in the back of your mind. What kind of life would that be living like that, you know?
Patrick, think about
what the ex-fiancé said. Seriously.
Okay, the ex-fiancé is a bitter ex-fiancé, though, that Brendan took her to court and won, though. So that's a little different of a story.
She wasn't bitter. She was being honest.
She was bitter if he took her to court and he won.
Because he wanted the ring back. Was that what the reason was?
Yeah, and something about rent also.
But the thing is,
if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
No, it was just a small claims court. However, it will be hard.
I am going to let you. Go ahead, Patrick.
It will be hard, like Michelle said, but if they really like loved each other and were soulmates, like they said on the show, and if they had so much in common and they love the publicity that they had together and just everything going for them, then Rachel will make it work if it's just one little...
Yeah, but it's not Rachel that's the one that cheated.
It's not going to work.
It's not Rachel that's the one that did the wrongdoing.
No, I understand that, but Rachel will work with Brendan and if
he'll
something happens...
up again! Patrick, the guy's a jerk. You don't understand. The guy is
a
screw-up. There are people like that.
I don't want to continue.
People aren't always perfect. But there's some that are just really
just
messed up, and
out.
The guy's messed up. I wouldn't wish him on any girl.
Only time will tell, and that's all.
Would you wish him on your friend, Michelle? Would you wish him on any of your girlfriends?
You know what? If my friend made the decision to do that, to go back, that's her decision. I'm not going to stop being friends with her. But
no.
Right.
I also am going to say what I have to say and have her back, and that's it. And I hope the best for both of them, and I really hope that whatever happens, you know, whatever they want in the future works out for them. But I just hope that it doesn't play out like, you know, like a Spidey thing, because it's just so tacky. And it just doesn't need to be played out. Like, nobody's relationship needs to be played out
exactly
like that. Like, and why would you want it to? And it's like, they want this to be out in the open. And then I just think it's stuff like that is just such a personal thing that why would you want tons of people and Twitter and YouTube? Like, to me, that's just not something I want in a really, like, soulmate relationship. Like, that's not my soulmate. That's just
no,
weird.
No, exactly.
Well,
just weird.
Well said, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, you mentioned Spidey.
Okay.
Rachel got a $25,000 deal with OK Magazine.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what Spidey did. You know what Spidey is? It's hide-in.
I know what Spidey is.
They faked their divorce. They got married again.
Right.
And they're broke. And this is just, like, so weird.
Right.
And their relationship is just like that. It's exactly like that. And I'm sorry for that. And I hope that it works out for whatever they plan on doing. But it's just, to me, that's not what... So, like, to me, that's, like, a really strong thing, and love, and that's, like, really important, and, you know, I haven't found that yet, but to be put out that, like, I just, to me, it's just weird, the whole thing.
Could you forgive a guy to do that to you, Michelle?
You know what? I did before, but it's different circumstances. Like,
I mean, that kind of a situation.
I'm in the spotlight now, and I would never, like, my whole, like, love life has totally changed because of being on the show. I'm very wary of people. I don't communicate with people too much. I don't do that because I'm afraid that then they're going out for the wrong reasons, and it's actually hampered my love life because I'm afraid that they're going to put me out there, like, in a way where they're going to publicize me,
right,
you know? And it's right. Just, to me, it's very, very weird. Mm-hmm. I want to know what these people, what this person's reason is for liking and wanting to go out with me. Why? Because of me? Or is it because of what they hear about me or what they know about me? Where are they coming from? And I'm very, dissecting like that, so it's been hampering my love life. But I want to be cautious at the same time. I don't like to put myself out like that, and it's very easy for me to be able to do that, and that's probably been the one thing that's hampered me right now for a while. It sucks, but I don't want something to happen to me like exactly like this is going to make me even more wary because, like, I would never want that to happen to me ever, 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 ever.
Exactly.
You know?
And to have somebody humiliate you like that, I mean, if this is for real, to have somebody humiliate you like that in public in front of everybody, for everyone to see that, I mean, I would run for the hills. I would never want to be with that guy.
But that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm coming from that. It sucks for me because it's like hampering a part of my life, like, you know, that I have been putting off because I don't know how people are. I think people are shady.
Yeah.
And they have bad intentions. And what I've experienced is 9 times out of 10 bad experience. And then I see this, and it just doesn't help much. And I think that it just, the whole way that he went about it, the whole situation is really just such a reason for people to be standoffish and why it's okay to be, like, wary of people because of things like this.
Oh.
Even if you think you know somebody, you don't.
You don't, right? It's just so low.
You guys, Patrick had to go. Patrick said he loved you guys.
Patrick. Even though we disagree, I love you too. Merry Christmas, Patrick.
Patrick, did you leave the room yet? I wanted to ask him about something, and I knew he would be passionate about it. But Kansas, I've got another caller, and I do want to talk to Michelle about Survivor. And I wanted
to talk to
Patrick
about something. You know, Merry Christmas, you guys. I love you.
Happy holidays.
Oh, no, we will talk to you before Christmas. I'm going to plan something big, so I know you're going to want to listen.
Oh, cool.
So,
all right. Awesome.
It was good talking to you about this, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I love you lots, Michelle.
Love you too, girl.
Take care.
How about me? Do I get any more?
I love you too, Mr. Ron Rad. You're cool as hell, my man.
Lots of
love to you both.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
I want to talk to Patrick about Survivor, but I'm going to go ahead and pick up our caller. And then,
okay, pick it up.
I was working on a caller tonight, and she got with me just after she actually ringed in on the phone. Jillian from Survivor Gabon was going to call in tonight and talk about the rally that is happening, and they did a parade and they did stuff out there this weekend. Like the sponsorship, and she was going to call in and chime in for a little bit, but she didn't get to me back and I didn't get her, so I'll probably get her on this week sometime, and probably a couple more. We're getting other people. That was the other thing I was working on. I do want to talk Survivor, and I do want to talk about a fight that happened Saturday night. But I want to pick this one up because this is from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island. I've been trying to get you up here on the line. Your name and where you're calling from, and who are you?
What do you mean, who are you? I don't get it. What the fuck? My Portuguese princess, what are you doing, baby?
Hey, babe, what are you doing? Good job, babe. I knew you represent Rhode Island. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you expect anything less?
Absolutely not.
You know what?
What's up, Ron?
Trying to pick you up for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Those women, they just don't shut up.
Oh, shut the phone down. Hey, I had good points, though, right or wrong?
No, you did good, and that's one reason I let you keep on talking was because you were talking, you know, positively, and you were actually, I kind of got, what is the word I want to use? It was nice to see an insight from a person that's been on Big Brother and reality show and talk about how they're someone in their life is dealing with the love life. And to think about both these people, both were on, you know, the show, their love life is under, like, a microphone or a microscope. And that's where, you know, Brendan just, you know, moved on. But, hey, Louie.
Yes.
You kicked some ass this weekend, didn't you?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I tell you what, I talked to Joe Finesse. He was from Playboy TV's reality show called Foursome. You guys are familiar with that, right? And anyways, I talked to him.
I never saw that in my life.
I've never seen it.
I really, no, listen, I have never seen it, but I do want to see the Michelle Noonan one.
I keep trying to find that one. I can't find it. I talked to Joe Finesse today. He had called me up, and we were bullshitting, and he goes, Louie, he goes, I have mad respect for you. He goes, I'm 26 years old, 48 years old. He goes, you hit like a freight train. He goes, my corner guy told me, just go down. He goes, but I couldn't do it because, you know, he goes, when I was a kid, I was a street fighter. You know, I did a lot of fighting on the street. He goes, but nobody's ever punched me as hard as you, and you've had gloves on. You know, so he goes, I'm glad you had gloves on. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's mad respect, and it's good for my ego. So, but, you know, I just wanted to call in. I haven't talked to Michelle in a while, and I love her so much. She's my Portuguese princess from Rhode Island, you know.
I got something for you. I got a gift for you. Yes, because I went and did Toys for Tots this weekend in New Hampshire, and you know the house rodent?
Yes.
He said he talked to you a few times. Well, he actually gave me a DVD and a DVD for you, and he wanted me to give it to you so that you can watch it, and it was a gift that he wanted me to give you. So I need to give that to you.
That is so awesome. He's awesome. He's so freaking awesome.
I want a DVD. House Rodent.
DVD. Sorry, but I wasn't expecting him to call. I was going to actually text him after the show. Hey, good job on the Cowboys, by the way.
Cowboys really pulled out. Patriots need to kick some ass tonight. And maybe next weekend. And maybe next weekend's a precursor for the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Louie. Thank you that you have my back on that, because I totally think that that's going to be the Super Bowl right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so too.
I think it's going to be the outcome next week is going to probably go hoping the other direction.
Are you in Rhode Island or are you still in Atlantic City?
I'm in Rhode Island. I'm actually on the road right now. And I said, you know, I was like, I knew you guys were on right now, and I figured I'd call in and say hi and, you know, and chat for a little bit.
Me and Ron were talking
Survivor last night. If you want to get on that subject right now, that'd be...
I would love to talk about that because holy fucking shit, I'm pissed.
Oh, Michelle, I was telling Ron last night, Nananka and that other girl, that is the weakest move in the history of freaking Survivor I've ever seen.
I can't believe meeting her that she would have actually done that. Can you?
Really believe that?
She, meeting her, and I couldn't even believe that she actually did that.
They're going to be known for the rest of their lives as quitters. You know?
Why would you want to fucking do that? Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I mean, you take the reward, and you're quitting the show, and you don't even give it up to the other woman still in there who's way older than you are, and it's such a loser move. I don't know. So.
Jeepers, Crow. I agree with you.
I've said enough about this subject, but
I haven't heard it, so I want to know.
I think Inaka was totally wrong for quitting. She had 11 days left. She was no way she was going to, she could have won this thing. She, in my opinion, is, you know, for game-wise, she made the biggest F-up she ever would do. She, I compared her to Shima and in the sense of, like, just, you know, the, and she was nothing, like, you know, at least Shima did it halfway through the game, you know, where, you know, it, you know, and she had a meltdown in a sense. But I can't believe she did it. Now, for Purple Kelly, though, I kind of understand where she was coming from a little bit. She she was down, and she was not going to win this thing. And she didn't have no alliances. She probably was going to be
able to win
that
night anyway.
Doesn't matter.
You don't ever
but
quit.
She still don't, wait, let me finish my point. But she still don't quit. Quitters don't win, and quitters, you know, are not good. And but I kind of, what I'm trying to get at is, if I had a, if somebody came to me and said, which one do you think was, you know, if, you know, which one? Kelly, I understand, but Nay, I just don't understand why
she. Yeah, but
why
would you
want to
keep her around? Because she doesn't have an alliance. Like, who gives a fuck about her? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You know what
I mean,
seriously,
I mean,
like,
she
gave up after, like, why would you, after all that time, like, you almost are at the end. It doesn't make sense. And two of them quit.
Good point. Very good point.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Two of them quit.
No,
like,
my point is, it's not that she, I mean, I don't agree with her quitting, but, I mean, I could understand her quitting more, you know what I mean, a little bit?
I don't see how you can quit when, you, that's it, you quit. Period. End of story.
No, what
I'm trying to
get at.
I don't care what your fucking story is. You fucking quit. No, that's, you. No. You quit.
Quitter.
Quitter. Period.
I mean,
quitter.
Yeah, I agree.
But there's no quitter, but you're a quitter. Why would you do that?
You're going to be known
two,
that for the rest
yeah.
of your life.
And two of them at the same time? After everything? After all
and
the
Jeff
all the bullshit?
Jeff was nice on him. Jeff, if you don't I don't remember this because it's been a long time ago. Somebody quit a few, you know, seasons ago, and he really went off on them.
They didn't show the probably the full whole entire thing.
Yeah, but lots of people, like, from Survivor have said that he was still a little softer. And they probably, the editing, I know what you're saying about the editing. What do you think about jury, though? Do you think they should be on jury?
No.
I do not think they should be.
I said that to Ron last night. They absolutely should not be. You quit. You're not part of the game anymore.
Yeah.
At
no,
least you're in the jury, you're still part
right.
of the game. You can make a
no,
decision.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, go home. When you quit, that doesn't mean you quit one part of the show and you're allowed to be another. You fucking quit.
Who the hell are they to make a decision? You just quit the friggin' show. You're going to decide on whether or not I should win $1 million now? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying, like, if you're quitting, you're quitting everything. You can't decide what you can quit, like, you can't be, I'm going to quit this part, but I'm going to, no, you quit. You're done.
Yep.
Bye. Sayonara. Bye. And at that point, maybe I'll give you a flight home or figure out how to get home. I don't care. But don't even try to sit there and have somebody question me about my game playing, because at the end of it, they're going to ask them a bunch of questions about somebody who fucking quit. And I'm going to look like the asshole if I bring it up. I'm going to look like the asshole who's going for the $1 million and is going to have a question asked that's going to be saying bad things about me. And I'm going to say, fuck you, you quit. It's going to be like, bad. No, you quit. I shouldn't even have to get to that point. I think it's going to fuck up somebody's gameplay. And it should, if they quit, they quit. Like, it shouldn't have to affect everybody else's gameplay.
Yeah,
and I think they could be. You know, they could be, there's two of them. It's not like there's one, there's two. Two votes, one vote is huge. Two is gigantic. That could sway votes, like, and they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And them being
I can't
still
wait to watch
on jury,
the next
that
week.
Means they have to get paid, so they don't give a crap.
They're not doing it for free.
I can't wait to watch Ponderosa next week. Or when it comes out. Has Ponderosa came out yet? For this, you know, these people yet? I'd like to know. Because I can't wait to watch it. Have you guys ever watched Ponderosa?
No.
I've heard about what Ponderosa is, but I've never watched it. But I know from talking to a few people on Survivor what Ponderosa is.
Because I only got a few minutes. I want to just run this by. Hey, I really think you guys should push for me to be on the next Big Brother or Big Brother after that, because they need an Italian stallion on that show. They need a sweet person like myself that's honest, and I will not pull my PP out.
Well, then you can't go on Big Brother.
You
don't have
my vote. You have to show your PP.
I actually can just say. I could not give him my underwear because it wouldn't have even fit, so.
I will kick ass on that show.
I would say that Luis Trovato should go on Skype. I'm just saying.
Skype?
I've
said
he's
Skyped
already.
We talked
Peter.
About that. I was asked that last night, Michelle. Lou, you need to go on Skype.
Lisa Cruz has pictures already, and she's gonna have them out.
I'm just saying, Luis Trovato should have penis pictures online, not Brendan from BB12. I'm just saying, he couldn't fit in my underwear.
Know.
He couldn't fit in my underwear.
Wait. How do you know?
Because he couldn't fit in my underwear. Okay?
Oh, okay.
My stuff wouldn't have fit in her underwear.
His stuff would have been my underwear.
you guys haven't talked. So how was the poker tournament real quick? I mean, did you guys
Louis, did you see the thing that I put up for the blog that the girl did, Nikki? About the Vegas bash, there's a picture of you and me on it, and it's
like a beautiful picture of me and you. It's a really nice picture of me and you.
Oh, I saw the picture,
but I haven't read what you wrote on it though.
No, I didn't. It's somebody else who wrote on it on a Vegas blog.
Can you guys hear me? Because I'm not hearing you, Michelle.
You're starting to break
up
a little bit.
Yeah.
Lily.
I'm losing you guys. Oh, there we go.
Really?
Yep, I can do that.
You're breaking up.
It's me.
You're a mess right now.
I'm a mess. But Michelle, it's a great picture
of me
and you.
You're good.
I love that picture of me and you.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
I thought the whole blog
was really good.
I gotta read it. I didn't read.
I didn't know that the detective from Dexter was there.
Oh yeah, business with him.
I did not know that was him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cool guy. He's a nice guy.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
And what do you call it? I tell you what, that night it will go down. It's a classic. It goes down in history. me, you, Brandon, and Michelle, and Joe.
Baba.
Oh my God! I think my screensaver is still up on Joe's phone of me and your bra and my underwear. Yeah.
Yes.
It was funny, guys. Just to let you know,
Ron, we laughed so freaking hard that night. It was retarded. It was so much fun.
Wait.
So much fun.
We did too. See, that's.
Oh, I know.
We laughed our fucking ass off. We just love the fact that you guys got to experience that because it was amazing.
Because I'm very shy. I'm
so
very very shy, Ron.
Yeah. Right. I missed the panties or the bra thing, but you guys, I really have to say that was some of the best feed watching something like that kind of thing that I've seen in a long time. And you guys were, it was fun playing Truth and Dare with you guys, and it was fun.
And guessing Michelle's underwear.
Hey, Michelle, just to let you know, the calendar's done, too. And it It should be here tomorrow in my mail. And if you go to the Rad Reality Show.com, You can buy them through there. They're $30 now. That's counting shipping and handling, put it in. That's the way to do it. Or you can mail me, you can send. But the calendar really turned out good. The cover is actually on there. The cover has you in your uni, the one that you're up against the wall, and it has a picture of Louie. It has a picture of Cowboy, and it has a picture of Ashley and a picture of Corey, and the five you guys who've been co-hosts throughout the year with me, and then it has pictures like with on December with you. Has three pictures of you in it. It has a montage of pictures of Louie. Has pictures with Jeff and Jordan in two areas. One is a together picture, and another three are like pictures over in Italy with that Leaning Tower. But there's some pictures of Erica and Adam. There's pictures of there's a bunch, like four of them, of Big Brother people like Jesse and Amanda and Kathy and I think Cowboy. Wait, who's the fourth one? Nick. So there's some cool pictures in there. There is a picture of you and me in the leotard
there,
but it's just a headshot, pretty much.
Oh, what's the matter? You don't want your freaking uni exposed?
I didn't want my poker underwear exposed.
Yeah, your poker underwear. That would have sold billions of calendars.
I'm buying the calendar just to see Michelle's camel toe.
Hey, my camel toe is fantastic, so thank you very much.
Oh, I love your toe. Don't worry about it, baby.
And there's Mr. No Pants in there, too.
Nice.
Mr. No Pants.
Nice.
He's the fan of the year. That's how he got in there. I don't know how.
That's fucking badass.
That was just one. But we got 3 minutes
hey,
left.
Patriots!
And they haven't started yet, right?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I cannot hide it. I'm just about to lose control. I think I like it.
we'll let you guys win tonight. Next week, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, yeah, let us win. Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to say, Louie, thanks for calling in. Good job this weekend. Represent
thank you,
Rhode
baby.
Island, baby, baby.
Thank you, baby.
I need to meet up with you soon so I can give you that video.
Definitely, honey.
I just want to also say, Ron, you are the bizom, and go Patriots, and thanks so much for penis pics of Brendan, and I just want to say, I'm sorry, the first time, and I'm sorry, wait, the second time, but I don't think I'm so sorry the third time. And that's it. And I love you guys.
You're awesome. Love you, Ron.
Okay.
Love you guys. Peace out.
Love you guys.
Good night.
I'm going to send off the game. I'm going to send it off with who's going to win this week game. You know,
Ron,
here you go.
I didn't get a laugh from you on that one.
I did. I was cracking.
I'm hanging up.
I'm joking. But, go Bears, go Patriots. Let's meet you in the Super Bowl. And, Michelle, I know you're still listening because I heard it in the background. So we'll talk to you guys next week. Or, no, talk to you tomorrow night. But we'll talk to you next week. And talk to you later. Bye. You want to talk?